This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. For the next few minutes to make sense, or as we say in the comedy writing business, for them to land, you need to know two things. First, the American television landscape is an incoherent mix of cable, broadcast, and streaming video. The old line broadcast networks still adhere mostly to an antiquated set of rules and regulations about which words exactly they're allowed to broadcast and how much of the unclothed human anatomy they're allowed to show. But cable and streaming services can pretty much say or show anything. Second, there's an active and dedicated community of American history buffs who enjoy spending their weekends and holidays engaged in Civil War reenactments, and now you know what you need to know for the rest of this to land. I was working on a show recently, and we included two sequences that caused us trouble. The first sequence involved a character in a hospital gown, the kind that drape across the front and are loosely tied across the back, in which the character's posterior hangs out indecorously. Now, we're not fools, of course. When we shot the sequence, we made sure the actor's actual flesh was covered by a fleshy-colored pair of tight underpants. And when we edited the shot, we pixelated the area, which distorts the video enough so that instead of being confronted by an actual human bottom, the viewer was treated to a chessboard-looking matrix of mixed-up video squares. It looked pretty funny, but it landed too hard, apparently, for the network. Under no circumstances, we were told, could we depict rear nudity on television. But we weren't depicting nudity, we said. The actor isn't naked. He's wearing tiny little underpants. But he looks naked, they replied. And when I related this story to a writer I know, his response was to sputter ragefully, "This is what it's like to be a writer in the age of Trump. The right-wing kooks have taken over the media." But that wasn't the only problem we encountered with the episode. One sequence involved a character who was spending time at a Civil War reenactment. He was especially excited because he had finally been promoted after years of portraying a corpse to the position of General Stonewall Jackson, one of the titans of the Confederate Army. We are not fools, of course. We made it clear that the character was only pleased for the opportunity to portray a high-status general. He wasn't, you know, sympathetic to the cause. He was pretending to be a Confederate because for a Civil War reenactment to make any sense at all, you do need someone to play the Confederates. The executives, though, deeply unsettled. Is there any way, they asked, we could sort of downplay that whole angle? Maybe just lift the parts that seem too Stonewall Jackson-y? Now, as a professional television writer and producer, I have one rule. Do not fight this stuff. So I dragged the actors back into a recording studio and made them re-record some crucial dialogue, turning General Stonewall Jackson into the unspecific The General. And it's been my dream into something more like, someone has to do it. This is what it's like, a conservative writer friend told me when I related the story, when the PC police and the radical progressives take over the media. This is why we have Trump. Both writers were wrong, of course. But it is hard, especially these days, to come up with a joke that lands. Well, that lands safely. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll turn into pumpkins, KCRW. This is Rob Long.